did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. 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 I'm not the mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind.
Welcome, welcome to Rebirth Sunday, everyone. It looks like we have a live call today with no technical difficulties. The company apologized. There was no other technical explanation except that they was ensuring that all glitches were worked out from the previous week. So thank you again for your patience on last week. I am LaTanya Taylor, affectionately known as the Rev Coach, the Juicy Spirit Mama, the Priestess of Purpose, Pleasure, and Passion. And this Ministry Sunday is an open door, open source spirituality for us to be able to go into our closets, our secret closets of ourselves, of our prayers, to be able to implement this work into our lives Monday through the next Sunday. Oftentimes when we are awakened, there is a middle space where you don't necessarily do what you used to do the way that you used to do it. And so sometimes there's a middle space of inertia. There's a middle space of where do I go, what do I do? And it's easy to say develop your own practice at home. It's easy to say, oh, you don't need a church, you don't need a fellowship. But there's a reason that faith comes by hearing, huh? Come on now, and that there is power in coming together in fellowship, because collectively there is an energy that we are able to give and to receive to one another. So I honor those of you who are either incorporating it into your existing Sunday practices or rebirthing your Sunday practices, your Monday, your Tuesday, your Wednesday, your Thursday, your Friday, your Saturday, your Sunday, your today. Hey, I really applaud those of you who are rebirthing it and planning to be in this space on Sundays. And I love all of you who was like, what's going on last week? I can't get in. I'm knocking on the door. What's going on? And know that these church doors will never close on you if I have anything to do with it. And so I appreciate those of you who rise to the occasion. And I declare and decree one day we'll have a platform for those of you who are consistent that you can just take over if something were in your power to do. So that being said, last week we built on the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. We built on that for two Sundays and broke down two aspects of that one sentence. And so I want to encourage us a little bit more when we look at this power of our spoken word, you know, because why am I again going to the beginning, you know, in October? Why are we going to the beginning with the word? You know, October has represented and presented some new cycles for us of a new beginning, of a new way of being able to take on the last 90 days of 2019. You know, we're actually getting ready to transition into a big new season. And so I don't know why sometimes God gives me the leanings. You know, last year, before we made shift everything our theme, it came around about this time as a word on a Sunday, and then it became a challenge that we did. And the year before that, it was, I believe, the forgiveness challenge. And the year before that, it was something else. And so get ready, because we're probably going to do a 30-day challenge for the month of November as well. And for some reason, Spirit is working with me around the word and this manifestation power that we have, because particularly as women, we use a lot of words oftentimes, even if they're quietly to ourselves. We use these words, but then we are not always accountable to these words. And as you become more awakened on your journey, you actually start to become more mindful of what you say oftentimes. And so this is an opportunity for us to go deeper into our beginning and what we are desiring to create, because sometimes we'll blow it off when we're not in a workshop room or when we're with our awakened friends. Sometimes we'll blow off the words and join other people in some of the things that they are talking, right? Not recognizing that words are a tremendous vibratory force. And that's why so many teachers begin with reminding us to speak the word over our lives. So many teachers remind us to wake up in the morning and to begin to speak into even the mirror of our reflection. And it seems like something so easy to do, but I guarantee you, as much as I know these tools, sometimes I don't do the easy stuff, you know, I don't just jump into it all the time, the easy, the basics. And so I want to just offer to us a distinction today between honesty and truth, honesty and truth. A lot of times we put those two words together to mean the same thing, you know. And when we are awakened, again, we are a lot of times, we want to be honest and to share everything a lot of times. We want it because we're still making sense of so many different things now, so many pieces of the puzzle that's coming together. And so as we begin to process, you know, this is a coaching word that you are hearing now become mainstream. You're hearing words like, I'm processing that. I'm trying to process that. You'll hear words now, even in the mainstream, like trigger, you know, I'm triggered. But people have to be able to know what they are even, what, you know, what their triggers are, and able to know what they're, you know, to be able to announce that you're triggered. And so these words now start to become a part of the language. And in that process, a lot of times, I remember when I first started going to inner visions and doing this work, I've been surrounded probably since my early 20s because of the choices that I made for my spiritual walk. I've been in community with a lot of people who really are truth seekers, and truth seekers talk in a certain kind of way. I know some of you now who've been on this journey and made friends on this journey, you know this. Truth seekers, we talk a little, you know, we have fun, we do all of that, but when it comes to just everyday language, our language is a little different. And people who come into circles like this one, oftentimes they feel like they're the ones who are foreign. It's a foreign language to them, right? You hear people who come in to Rebirth Sunday all the time who say, I don't get everything. I don't know what y'all are talking about, but I'm so glad to be here. I know this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm learning, that type of thing. This sounds like a person who enters into a foreign language class, and you can get some of the words. You can piece some of the things together. And at one point, that was you. I want you to consider that, because when I invite you to speak, a lot of times, even that type of reflection blesses somebody else on their journey, because I know you can remember the time when you were just beginning the journey. And sometimes it does take a moment to stop and to remember these times, because you start to get so far away. Imagine sometimes I can jump right in and start on a certain level, a certain floor in my own spiritual understanding. But a part of ministry is you have to be able to go on to the different levels, push the elevator floor on different levels, even if that's not your floor. In ministry, a lot of times I have to go to the floors where people are still residing, even if the word says, I'm moving on up. But there is really, in truth, there is no real up or down, superior, inferior. There is a high and a low in terms of vibration. There is an expansion and an expanded energy. And so in that, a lot of times, only when I'm getting ready to break something down, I have to go and pull from my memory bank of, remember, LaTanya, when you were here? Remember when you did get through this thing? What did you do, LaTanya? Sometimes it requires us to think like that and to share like that. But I can, and this may not apply for those of you who've never done coaching, right? You've never been coached, you've never been to therapy, or you've never been in a situation where you've had to share yourself transparently. Because what does transparency mean, right? It means to be able to see through, right? You can see through to the other side. Some people can say transparency even can be an invisible layer of something. And so a lot of times we'll say, I'm being transparent. I want someone in my life I can be transparent, meaning they can see through you. Now, the question is, do you really want someone who can see through you, particularly those of you who are single and seeking, or those of you who are in divorce recovery, or those of you who are in a troubled relationship, whether it be a marriage, a friendship, family member, relative, or whatever, do you really? Because when you have had the practice of covering up, hiding, or being disconnected from either yourself or even ascended truth, because the truth of the matter is there are a lot of people who have churches and teach Bible and teach Quran and teach the Bhagavad Gita and different things like that, but they are only doing it on a first level. A first floor level. They're only maybe only on the second floor level. They touch on the higher levels and then they go right back down. to the hell and damnation consciousness, to the fear-based consciousness, to the hell piece, going to hell, going to heaven, right and wrong, a lot of judgment, right? And so what we say that, right? But then when it's time for a lot of times leaders to become transparent, they're already in trouble. They're already, they have to do it, right? But when you're around people who live a life of transparency, who can own their yeses and their noes without a whole lot of explanation, when you are in the company of certain people, who mixed company, let's say mixed company, how about that? Let's take it to mixed company. Because the truth of the matter is we're not always at church. We're not always in the company of truth tellers or wisdom seekers or people who are healing themselves and who are awakening. We're not always in the company, and most of the time the company that we're in is not necessarily our bloodline when we are on this journey, right? It's not necessarily. And when we are in the company of people who are in mixed company, they're not necessarily our friends who are on that journey. They are our bloodline. But yet we are talking now with this greater truth, this greater transparency. And sometimes we can even see through the quote-unquote bull. Now, what is the difference? You know, my teacher taught me this on one Sunday morning, and I teach this in the juicy rites of passage process. I teach this whole thing around the difference between honesty and truth. Honesty oftentimes begins with your interpretation of what you are experiencing, what you have experienced in any particular given moment. It doesn't necessarily mean that it is the truth. So, for instance, a husband and wife could be in a conversation and one person could have their feelings hurt. And the honesty is that you communicate to your spouse is, my feelings are hurt. Sometimes, of course, we're not that responsible in owning it in the first person, and we'll say, you hurt my feelings. That statement is word powerlessness, because the truth of the matter is nobody can make you feel any particular way. You already had to have the feeling inside of you, and so we will project onto other people. And so when we get ready to speak that truth, we'll say, you hurt my feelings, and instead of saying, my feelings are hurt. Now, that is honesty. But if you were to dive deeper into truth, and this is where when you learn skills when you are working with someone, and the benefit of staying in the process for your next season or your next level, doesn't mean you always have to necessarily have a coach, but there are seasons in your life where you need to have a coach, a counselor, therapist, a mentor, some support, because when you're able to see what I'm about to point out to you, when you're able to see it with a little support, with a little prescription lens that might be a little stronger than the one that you have, you actually are able to make quantum leaps towards your goal, towards your desires, towards your vision, without all of the delay, without all of the concern. So that's the honesty. My feelings are hurt. But the truth could be underneath that. And sometimes out loud to another person, we'll say, well, my feelings are hurt because when you said it, I didn't like the way you said it. I didn't mind what you said, but I didn't like the way you said it. Can you imagine? I you know how many times I have heard something like that. And then another person may say, well, if I hadn't said it like that, it wouldn't have got your attention. Or I didn't mean to say it like that. It just came out like that. I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings, but, you know, I'm frustrated about something that happened. You know, when I came home, I didn't tell you, but, you know, they were pressing me on my job. So I know I'm a little edgy today. Well, people don't always communicate like that, y'all. It's a beautiful thing when you can get your relationships with other people to that point to be able to. And so now the other person has more information because that person was honest. But that person, so they were honest and the other person was honest. Nobody took it personal. And now we got communication. And so usually the other person that hears your honesty, or, you know, and your truth even, then something else usually opens up in the conversation. But it does not necessarily go like that for a lot of people, even mothers raising children. You know that as mothers, sometimes we tend to probe. Now, some children will you know how to do it, and they'll be able to give you the answers that you really are seeking. That doesn't always work the same way with every child. Mothers, we tend to like to ask a lot of questions, and so when we go into dating situations, sometimes we'll try to get information by a whole bunch of questioning, a whole bunch of interrogation, and people think that that's a way to honesty and truth. But the truth is, people can give you answers of honesty but never really tell you their truth. Because, see, the truth is not changeable. The truth is the same when it's the same no matter how you slice it. It's principle. It's timeless. And so truth operates without respecter of person. Truth is built on alchemy. It's built on mathematics. It's built on science. It's you're gonna get the same answer every time. That's why they say mathematics is truth. Mathematics is the true religion, because in mathematics, you get it down to principles. So when we start to talk about universal laws is the language of spiritual mathematics for humans. And so that is why universal laws are based off of truth. And that's why you can take universal laws and really, when you understand the basic of the universal laws, you can apply them to each and every religion. And then you, too, become now multilingual. I'm multilingual. I grew up bilingual. I went to church at the Catholic Church early in the morning, and sometimes later in the morning I'd go meet my mother up in the Baptist church. And so I didn't even know that I was being bilingual, spiritually bilingual. Many of you who have been religiously one language, you know one language. Jesus is your only language. Praise and worship is the only way that you can describe the communication on a higher level. That's the way that you know it, right? That's the way that you've heard it. That's the way that you speak it. You know, the whole term, the colloquial term, won't he do it? That becomes a way to say God is amazing, right? God is active in my life. But someone else from another tradition might not say, won't he do it? They may say, Allah Akbar, which means God is great. Another person may say, Modupe, which is a con expression to say, thank God. You see? And so now man has us judging other people who don't speak the same language that we do, but the truth is energetically, when we understand law, we can go in and out of other people's expression and find some commonality. When I moved to Costa Rica, I began to know when they were praising God, but they said it in Spanish, not necessarily the way that I said it. And so I had to adapt in Costa Rica to the way that Ticos do certain things and eat certain things and move around in certain ways. Many of us are so spiritually inflexible because of religion. Religion can make you very inflexible because of man's interpretation of the way to God. But the truth of the matter is that there are many pathways to the divine. But many of us have not been given the spiritual freedom nor the spiritual tools to be able to discover, to load into our own GPS coordinates that will navigate us to where we want to be on a different path, when the path that you normally take, the road may be blocked. There may be construction on that road. Oh, come on now. That ought to bless somebody in their life. You may have been taking a road towards marriage to do your marriage the way that you've been taught that a Proverbs 31 woman works and does her marriage, not knowing that there may be other ways and other pathways to consider until there was construction up ahead, something there was a breakdown. The bridge on your that gets you to the other side normally in your relationships, in your marriage, that bridge may be out of service. And so now you have to be rerouted. The question is, sometimes when you're in a coupling or when you're in a relationship, a best friendship, do you reroute together? Or sometimes does it cause you to split, become a split in the road where you have to take different pathways? And so sometimes our languaging, our relationships require that. And you know, when you go to another country, the signs on the road is not necessarily in the language of your origin. Oh my God. So now you got to really figure that out. Now, sometimes if you're in the major cities, they may be courteous enough to put an English version if they have a lot of English travelers. But what happens to us, I'm still talking about truth and honesty. I'm just illustrating this thing for somebody who needs this illustration today. If you don't need it, bear with me. And so I'm talking about this whole road to honesty, transparency, and truth, because when we get to truth, when we get to our destination, right, on this road, there was another pathway to get there, and you arrived, and sometimes you enjoyed the journey with this new route more than the route that you've been taking. You know, I'm in Atlanta, right, and so I use my GPS all of the time. I will never forget the first time I got on the expressway to start looking for houses. I really felt out of sorts. I'm not a squeamish driver at all. Many of you don't know this about me, but I used to drive security details for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, his family, and dignitaries that came in. It's a job that I love so much that I could go back to today, jump into it, and do it. So I'm not a squeamish driver, but Atlanta, honey, seven lanes sometimes will humble you when you come in from another city. And so I remember like driving and saying, whoa, like I had to have both hands on the wheel and all of this. But now that I have driven it, I'm an Atlantean now, right? I'm an ATL alien now. And sometimes, you know, and they drive faster. Everybody thinks that people in the South move slow, but honey, the people in the South drive fast. They might talk slow, but they move fast. And so, I'm also now this year beginning to learn new routes, connecting dots between the cities and the navigation, right? And on my own. And so I know real soon I won't even really need a GPS. All I would really need to know is what city is it in, because things will be familiar to me. But in the beginning, I always relied on the highway. And now I know that there's some side streets that I can take, and there's some other roads that don't require me to have to go all the way around, that I can come through the back street. It might have some stop signs. It may have some more lights, but I'm not going to be stuck in traffic. And it's real good when in Atlanta traffic, because there's a lot of shutdowns a lot of times unplanned for. Teaches you a whole lot, right, about rerouting. And so I say that to say that many of us are so used to traveling one way, we are also so used to communicating one way and being communicated to a certain way as well. And we're moving into a phase, into a season where a lot is coming up for people to really reset their bloodlines, to recalibrate, to heal. And people may try to read your mind, but most of the time, unless they are an intuitive with that gift, will fail. And the question is, are you being honest or are you telling the truth? Well, let me tell you, the beginning of the journey, you may start off navigating your course with honesty. That is the beginning. But there's a period where you let go of just being honest. Because, see, when I first went to InnerVisions and started my coach training, and I was around all these people doing this work, and I'm immersed in the work, and I'm doing homework or home assignments and homework and got coaching calls and all this stuff, being coached even when we're not in the process together face to face, right? I'm just immersed in it. So sometimes, you know, someone will ask me a question and I would give all of the details, but I was being honest, right? Until I start to learn that sometimes you don't even need to cast your pearls among swine, meaning I'm not judging anyone as swine, but when people are still vibrating at a low vibrational rate and you're starting to discover pearls in your life because you've done the work of agitating, that, you know, the pearl is born out of an agitation process of a grain of sand underneath that soft substance of the oyster and the hard pieces of the shell. It's like the sandpaper in the wood. Feedback is like that. I should do a whole session on just feedback. Maybe the fourth installment of Word Power is feedback. But so let me just drop this pearl real quickly. When we talk about feedback, it's like being the sandpaper in the wood. A lot of us only have been parented, but we never been in situations where there's a sandpaper in the wood, iron sharpening iron situations where you're given feedback that helps you. That may feel sandy at first. It may grate your soul a little bit sometimes to hear something about yourself or to share something about yourself. But when you are able to not take it personal, the four agreements, I really highly recommend those of you who are unfamiliar with the work of Don Miguel Ruiz to get the book, the four agreements, because the step of not taking it personal is very pivotal, and it can take years of getting to that point, especially for highly sensitive empaths and HSPs. And so when you get to a certain point, everybody may not need to know the processing thoughts that you're having, nor can they handle it. A lot of times women in relationships with their men, there's a distinction in being intimate with your masculine partner versus being transparent, okay? I know that's another distinction I just threw in there. And sometimes women make the mistake of trying to communicate the detail that they would from with their girlfriends to their man. And sometimes they cannot process it. Now, this does not have to be confined to gender roles. Sometimes there are elders who don't understand fully what we're saying, and it doesn't mean that we shouldn't say it. It just means that they're not even used to communicating at that level of truth. So let's go back to the example as I close out. My feelings are hurt. Well, the truth is beneath that. My feelings are hurt because A, B, and C. Well, the question is, what have I believed? What are my filters about that? Underneath that is the truth. Well, I don't like it when a person says or does A, B, and C. Well, why don't you like it? This is what you get to ask yourself. Well, who told you that that's the case? It's another type of question. Or what if you're already irritated? What if your hormones are out of whack? What if you need to detox? Do you know that sometimes when we're irritable about certain things, that it literally can be hormonal, and it also can be because our blood is not clean? Now, that's where we start getting into truth. How do you get to truth? You look at patterns. You look at your continuous patterns. If you keep on having the same reactions of hurt feelings or something else, it could be something else. Somebody pisses you off, easily, or you don't like this type of person, and you have a reaction to it. But another way to see patterns is if you find yourself repeating the same type of reaction to circumstances with different people, different sets of people, different sets of experiences, then oftentimes there's something inside of you that you have believed, and you're recreating that situation or scenario such that you're in special ed. Even to the point, let's say you are dating or you're married and you have had someone cheat on you, and you're like, I don't like cheaters. That's your honesty. But the truth could be, I feel betrayed when a person withholds the truth from me. That is where you start to get into truth. Or, and then when you go deeper, there's something else that's a part of your truth. And that truth could be, well, you know, I saw my mother get cheated on, and I didn't like it then. Another truth. And so what is the truth beyond that? Well, this is where we start to get into I am. This is where we begin to speak the word over our life. And this is why we speak the word over our lives, because the truth is I am trust. That's truth. I am trust. I am trusting. I am trustworthy. That's truth. You were born that way. Circumstances made you become suspicious. Circumstances made you become less trusting. So, yes, when you speak the honesty, you may be speaking about circumstances and situations and experiences, but the truth is located in God, in the divine, in your holy I am-ness. So, I want to read something from your word. The word is my word is my wand. She says, through the spoken word and an affirmation of truth, there was a change for the better. She's talking about a scenario. She said, what had happened? What happened? The words of truth were making a change in her mind, and a chemical change was taking place in her body. We are told that if we believe, never doubting, we can say that to a mountain, be ye removed, and it would disappear into the sea. And she says that resentment and intolerance rob a man of her power. We should have signs in the subways and shops that says, watch your thoughts, watch your words. Let us be careful in directing this dynamic force within us. Let us direct it to heal, bless, prosper, and direct it in waves of good to the world. It goes out a mighty force, but noiseless. Thought, the strongest power in the universe, is without sound. Your goodwill sweeps all obstacles from your pathway, and your heart's desire is released for you. Wait a minute. Okay. And the question is, what is really yours? The answer is, all that the kingdom affords is yours. Every righteous desire of the heart is promised you. There are 3,000 promises in the Bible, but the gifts can only come to us if we can believe them possible. For everything comes to you, through you, not to you. Everything comes through you, not to you. All life is vibration. Feel rich and you attract riches. Feel successful and you become successful. So I'm going to stop there take a breath and get your word in here as well. And I have some more words from my word is my wand. So I want to, if you receive this word, this has been a great reminder for you. I pray that you will have something that you can share, that you can remember when you started this journey, and can even consider being able to share it for those who are listening, who may be here for the very first time or who listen to the recording. So I'm just going to go on and begin taking everyone off of mute. If for some reason you have a lot of background noise, go on and mute your phone out. Mute your individual line out. And I would, in this case today, I feel led to take any questions if there are any distinctions that you would like me to make, because I know that sometimes it feels tricky and it's easy to get caught in your head, particularly those who are get caught in your head. Water signs you get caught in your emotions. And earth signs, you don't get caught up too much at all because you don't release much. you're all about the doing, tilling the soil. And so earth signs have to be very deliberate to add water or air or fire to their particular earth. So the lines are now open. If there's something that you heard that made your belly jump, something that you heard that pricked your consciousness, was a reminder to your spirit, even if you remember when you started the journey, the lines are open for you to be able to share what comes up for you. I'll take two to start, and then we'll do another quick check-in. Anyone had a belly jump?
This is Kara. Good morning.
Hi, beloved. How are you?
I'm good. Well,
good.
Better. A lot of things spoke to me this morning. It's been a while since I've had an opportunity to call in, but it has a lot to do with some of the things you said. One, you mentioned how October was a time for new levels and shifts in our lives, and without knowing it, it definitely is one for me. I've had a lot going on recently that has caused me to do a lot of self-reflection and outward reflection. So first, what resonates with me is vibration. So I went through an experience last weekend that for the first time in my life, I experienced so many emotions at one time that I literally was vibrating. And I don't recall ever having that. See, I'm talking about a physical vibration. My body was vibrating. I wasn't trembling. I wasn't shaking. I was vibrating. And subconsciously, I've noticed since that day, vibration. I feel vibration, or I'm more alert to the feeling of vibrations, of physical vibrations. For whatever reason, whether it's a buzz or a hum, I feel it physically since that initial experience. And in that, because there were so many emotions, my mind had to break down each emotion and understand why I was having it, what past experience was causing me to have it, just so that so many of them were there at one time. It was very confusing. I'm not going to say I worked it all out, but I'm working through it. I realized that I am a sensitive empath, and I'm trying to learn ways to be a healthy empath. Because it's come to my attention that being that sensitive empath has allowed me to put others before myself pretty much my entire life. The conversation about the power of words resonates. Because I'm a word person, I'm a writer, I'm a thinker. So when things are said, I internalize them and think about them. And they can be impactful. Like they say, you can't take words back. Once they're out there, they're out there. Not that we can control what a person thinks once they're said, because we can't control anybody. But you know, they make a difference depending on a person's experiences.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I guess that's about it.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I love that. when you start having new experiences, like by feeling those types of vibrations and that type of thing. That's good. That's good. That's good. All right. That's a great way to open. All right. Who else? Who's next? Who heard something?
This is Karen. I don't know if you can hear me. I did unmute my phone.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Let me just say a big, big thank you for this. I think one of the other times that I've come on, I think you guys were already praying. And I couldn't do it because I don't know how to pray now. And so I saw where you have a course on it, and I was going to ask you outside of this, I was going to ask you more about it because I don't really know how to pray now because all of the things that I've been learning. But here is a rebirth is where I feel that I should be right now because I am doing self-work. I had an awakening last year, and so I'm learning so much because I'm so hungry. So I'm turning on my intuition and, you know, trying to sort through the crap, you know, and learn because it's been over a year now, and I still don't feel the need to turn around. I don't feel the need to go back to what doesn't serve me. And as a matter of fact, when I hear something that does not serve me, it gives me the willies. I mean, I just, you know, don't want any part of it. And things that I've experienced in the past year seems like I was supposed to handle it a certain way, and I did, and I know that it's spooking everyone around me. And it's not that I'm cold-hearted or anything. I just see things differently from this seat. And because I do, I know I might freak some people out, so I'm very careful around people about what I say, but I'm glad that I have some place where I can learn that I am not an alien, you know, or and that there are some other people, you know, they're somewhere free to talk about this and not seem like a freak to somebody. This is so necessary, and I am very grateful for it. And I did invite
you
to do it. And I think I need to invite some others on the call because if they have read your book, or heard your lecture on it, then any of your lectures, then I feel like they are there. They stumbled across it, whether someone sent them to it. But if the message came across their ears, that they were there for an elected time. And even if they have not began a journey, and it might have freaked them out just a little bit, I'm sure that it still, you know, caused a stir. And so they'll come back if they're afraid. Now, they're going to come back, but I feel the people who I feel God has shown me that needed, who I shared this with, I feel like they're at that point in time for some reason. And so I feel like them, and I have invited them, and I will continue to invite them and remind them about this. Now, I get mixed up with the time because when I see it on there saying 7 o'clock, well, for 7 o'clock for you, it's 6 for me. So I'm too early, and then I feel like I've missed it all. So I'm going to share because this is very, very necessary.
Okay. It's 7 o'clock your time, beloved. It's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it's 7 o'clock Central Time. And the reminders go out according to your time zone. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate that. I appreciate your spirit. I appreciate your curiosity. I actually love the folks who come in thirsty, ready, because there's a point in this journey where you can start slipping to, I already know that. And some of y'all who don't say nothing each week, you in that I already know this kind of phase. You know, you're just a little inspired. But the people who come in, I will never forget. I always go back to the time when Tressa came in, and she's probably not on the call this morning, but Tressa came in just like Karen. And was like, I don't understand everything, but I'm so happy to have a place to be. And I can remember some of you all who came in like Karen. And so anybody else remember when you were just spiritually awakening? No matter how it was, whether it was something in your life that was out of alignment, something that you stumbled on it. You know, everybody comes to their awakening different. Some come through a painful situation. Some come through seeking and curiosity. Others come because their friend got on their nerves so much that they kept on telling them about something and they got here. Or somebody loved you enough to stand in the gap and you received it. Anyone like that here can share. Do you remember when? Because that might bless you to remember that you're not where you used to be. And you might not be where you want to be, but you certainly are not still in the same place. Anybody need to just remind themselves this morning and speak over their own lives of where you used to be?
Good morning, Latanya. This is Dusty. How you doing?
Hey, happy Sunday. Good to hear your voice, too.
Good morning. How you doing? Good morning. So I can share. The person that I was at one point in time in my life is not the person or the woman, I should say, that I am today. And a part of that rebirth of who I am today, I do have Latanya working with me and these Sunday prayer calls to thank for. And, you know, Latanya would say that some women would come to her because I think you even just stated like life is pinching them they're in a lot of pain. Well, I was that woman. And life is not pinching me as hard, like the pinch is being released. But I can tell you that, you know, there were times where all I could do was listen. I had nothing to say because I was so in listen mode. From working with Latanya and learning and understanding that it's okay to live from a place. I have a choice, and I can live from a place of pleasure in my life, or I can live in a place of pain. It's my choice. And guess what I chose? I chose pleasure, you know. And so, you know, and I'm still learning. It's so much I'm still learning, and I'm still understanding. But I'm not, thank God, I'm not the person, the woman I used to be, and I can see where I have evolved, what I have evolved from, and ultimately where I would like to go prayerfully, because you don't know where the road is going to go, but I'm going to have a good time in that process too.
I know.
So I just wanted to get on the line and say that to those beautiful cocoon women, not the butterflies, just that you and your cocoon slowly coming out. And, you know, you may not understand what's going on, but keep coming on the call and asking questions and being nosy and looking on her Facebook page and whatever it is you doing to try to figure out, how do you get to better in your life. Whatever that is you're trying to do to figure out, you're not alone. And, you know, come on and start the new journey of your life, because you don't have to be stuck. You don't have to be in pain. You don't have to be pinched. And it can be a joyous, pleasurable, wonderful experience, even with the tears. So that's what I wanted to say.
Wow, that just preached right there. Thank you so much for sharing that. I thank you so much for sharing that. Dusty is also one who I have known for over 20 years. So even the person that she knew, really much more than 20 years, because I actually have been on my own journey of my metamorphosis and training and all of that for years. So I actually have known Dusty longer than that. She can tell you where we started is certainly not where we, I wouldn't even think that Dusty would have come to be a client, first of all, you know, always my spiritual sister, but I didn't know she would come and be my client. I didn't think Karen would come and be my client. You never know. In other words, somebody who's listening, you know, don't write people off. Don't make too many judgments, because you don't know who you're inspiring with your own freedom. I'm telling you, sometimes even the people who protest you, The people who judge you, sometimes they will be the very ones who will come back and be give you the greatest testimony in your life, in your world. Trust me, now I've been doing it long enough to know that this is true. I know we're a little close to the hour, to ending the hour of power, but is there someone else? I kind of got a feeling that there may be someone else. Anything, any prayer requests, praise reports, or questions or big old shifts that you want to share just in your listening?
Good morning, LaTanya. This is Bessie.
Well, all right. Now, the juicy butterflies are in the house this morning.
Hi. It's been a long time since I've been able to dial in, and it was perfect for me this morning. I just had a conversation yesterday with my ex-pastor. A few years ago, I quit attending that church, and I started calling into this, and this became my church. And he was just asking me, you know, about ministering and what am I doing with my life and things like that. And it started out with a scripture that he sent me talking about the enemy. And most of the time I just say thank you and just keep it moving and go. But I was inclined to, you know, give him a call and just see how he's doing and talk to him. And he asked me about church. And this is why this today was so monumental for me, because he was talking about when you're going to come back and, you know, we need, you should be ministering and things like that. And my first question was, you know, why do you think that because I'm not there, I'm not ministering? And the next question was, you know, and he was, you know, just talking about, like you say, your words change, how you look at things change, how you feel about things change. And my explanation used to be, I'm just working on me, I'm just doing this, I'm just doing that. My explanation was not just honesty, it was the truth. And the truth was, I can't come back to a place that keeps God in such a small box.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes.
And yeah. He asked me to elaborate on it. And I said, well, there's two things I can only say about the scripture you sent me. One, God is so much bigger, and he's not out here somewhere. He's in me. And I said, and I can't keep coming. I couldn't keep coming to a place that keeps reaching out for something when everything I need is in me.
What killed and the music? Keep teaching, Minister Bessie. Yay.
And I was saying, as far as the enemy, you know, I was like, it's the same thing. I was like, I'm not going to give what you call the enemy that much power over my life anymore, because that is also in me that I'm working on to decide what is good, what is bad, what's light and what's dark. And I'm working with all of it and all in love and all of it in me.
Yes.
And to my surprise, he said, I want to talk more to you about this. And I said, if you are talking to me to try to change me, don't waste your time.
Ooh,
because once you know the truth, you can't go back.
Yes.
And,
wow.
And he said, no, I want to know, because what you're saying is so resonating with the spirit in me.
Yes, indeed.
So, thank you, LaTanya.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You. Oh, my goodness.
All right, Truth Teller.
I think this is a great place to begin our prayer, because I feel a freedom song right now, girl. Oh, my goodness. This is why I can't wait to do Rebirth Sunday Live. Keep on holding the space for us to do some lives in your city. We're going to have music and a mighty good time, because this right now, I'm just telling you, if we were live, we would be somewhere shouting in a Pentecostal, metaphysical Pentecostal shout.
Yes.
I will not turn back.
I know where a lot of the sisters have come from. I know what it took for them to get to even get to this point. So I don't know. I got a different kind of chill when I heard these kinds of testimonies. Y'all bless my spirit so much this morning. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. So let's just take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And just bring to mind what you are going to declare word power over this morning. And just put your hands just right over your throat. I would say your left hand, because this is your feminine hand. Your left is your feminine side. And call forth those grandmothers. Some of them you never met. You don't have to meet them to activate them. That's right. You can speak in their names.
Josephine
Taylor.
Olivia
Bella Day.
Marshall.
Minnie Brown Cosby.
Ashay.
Sarah Bowles.
Rosa Jackson.
Elsie Rodriguez.
Lorraine Calloway.
Hazel
Priscilla Noble. Priscilla Nash. Ashay. Keep going.
And Wilson.
Ashay.
Helen Keyes.
Ashay.
Frances Young.
Ashay.
Bessie Young.
Mother, Father, God, Holy Spirit, there is a universal power seeking an outlet through me. The instrument of this power is our minds. Today, I believe that the power is right where we are. The power is seeking an outlet even through our spoken word, our word power. Today, we call forth on the majesty and the manifestation of our words today. We thank you that even when we speak the word for ourselves, that someone listening is being broken free. Someone listening is being given permission to speak the word over their life, to stand in their power, to no longer be diminished by those who they have given more authority than their own holy I am-ness on the inside. Today we amplify that holy I am-ness as the foundation of our truth. We declare and decree that this holy I am-ness is what others call God, what some call spirit, what some say as Allah, what others say as Santos, what others call Oladumaye, what others call by many different names. And no matter what name that we have called and assigned to God, that even for those who cannot speak, that we can be in touch with the holy I am presence in us, as us, and through us. And give thanks that now we have the power today to speak the word, that the word is mighty and powerful and piercing than a two-edged sword, piercing and dividing to joints and marrow is what the word says, and that we are surgeons of our own soul with our own words. And so we ask for the precision to divide the word properly in our studies, and to bring the words together for our own truth and our declaration of truth. Today, we declare the truth for things that have seemed impossible, that we declare that my seemingly impossible good now comes to pass and the unexpected now happens. We declare and call forth our good from the four directions, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The four winds of success now blow to us on our own, from the north, the south, the east, the west comes our endless good. We declare our success, that we give thanks for the whirlwind of success, and we keep all before us for our work within the spirit and follow the divine plan for our own lives. We thank you that our spiritual sporting blood is up and that we are now equal to the situations that we have thought that we have been unequal to. We declare and decree ourselves ever ready, that our batteries are charged and that we are willing and able and ready to respond to the desires that we have spoken out into the universe that we want to experience. that we declare ourselves loving, lovable, and loving for those who have thought themselves to be unloved and forgotten, sometimes unwanted, that we find the truth of the divine and become one with the truth of the divine. And we know that what God has done for others, that he can do for us and do even more. That we, for those who have thought themselves not to matter, such that you don't speak, that you go to the back of the room, that you declare yourself as necessary on the team, as necessary in the spoken word, as necessary in your family, as necessary for your healing, as necessary for your breakthrough. And so today we declare and decree that I am necessary to God as he is necessary to me, for I am the channel for to bring his plan, her plan, into pass, to come to pass.
Yeah.
That I am the golden link in the chain of my good. Because come on now, y'all begin to repeat these. I am the golden link to the chain in my good. Huh, come on now. And that
the golden link to the chain.
I now draw from the abundance. Yes, yes, yes. I now draw from the abundance of the spheres of my immediate and endless supply. All channels are free. All doors are open. Somebody's been praying for an open door. And so now we speak the word that I now release the gold mine within me. I am linked with the endless golden stream of prosperity, which comes to me under grace and perfect ways. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of abundance forever. My God is a God of plenty, and I now receive all that I desire and require and more. I say, yes.
Oh,
I give thanks that the millions which are mine are my divine right. Now pour in and pile up under grace in perfect ways. I spend money under direction and inspiration wisely, fearlessly, knowing my supply is endless and immense. In other words, I give thanks that I'm reminded that I am enough and that there is enough. I give thanks that we are reminded that there is an endless supply from the divine. I give thanks that we are forever tapped into the infinite knowing in the places that we claim that we don't know and where there's the confusion. We give thanks today for the reminder of his word.
Give thanks. Thank you.
And we breathe it in, knowing that even when we have lost our words, when something has taken our breath away, like the news, bad news, or some kind of news, that even our very breath is a communication. Even our imagination is a projection onto our future. Help us, Holy Spirit, to use it wisely. So let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart today be acceptable in thy sight, my sight, the holy I am sight, and the sight of those who are listening and have sight. Let them accomplish that which I have sent forth to do for myself and for all those under the sound of my voice, even the recording. And that we will never grow old in being reminded that the holy I am is in us, as us, and through us. We let it be so, and so it is. Thank you, everyone, for giving an additional 11 minutes to this call. Please do what Karen said. Invite people to this call who want to be present, who are looking for a place to transition just themselves into becoming the priestess of their own household, becoming their and activating their own inner guru. That I'm not here to be that to you, but I give thanks that you've chosen me to be a minister, a friend, a reverend, a coach along your journey. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Love you, too.
Love you, too. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.